A lot of big names have passed through northeastern Wisconsin over the years, and they weren't all football players. Some of them left interesting and valuable things behind.
So, here they are.
The Neville Public Museum's art curator, Marilyn Stasiak, is entering a windowless, climate-controlled room where she and her colleagues are putting together an exhibit. It's called Selected Treasures from the Brown County Library Collection. Out of nearly 70 pieces, 11 will go on display this weekend. Included are paintings by Howard Pyle.
Being an illustrator, he just captures very dramatically a moment in time, just like that. They really do tell a story.
Like many libraries, Brown County's was facing a budget crunch. Board members realized the library had a stash of valuable antiques and flirted with the idea of auctioning them off.
Once they had them appraised, they were astounded at the value that was just sitting among the books.
That's where Carol Jones and the Green Bay De Pere Antiquarian Society came in to raise money to buy the collection. It's valued above $1.2 million. Jones is the Antiquarian Society's governor. The group already has commitments for nearly $900,000. She says it's a win-win solution. The library's mission centers on literacy, not fine art, but the collection is right in line with the antiquarian's stated goal. When it was established in 1923, members aimed to keep important artifacts from leaving the community.
So history is repeating itself. So here we have an opportunity under the guise of the same organization with the same mission statement for preservation of our historical heritage and doing it right now again.
Once the society has the $1.2 million, it'll own the items. The Brown County Library will put the money in its endowment fund, and the collection will go on long-term loan to the Neville Museum. One of the rarest pieces won't actually be on display this weekend. History curator Trevor Jones says the museum doesn't have the right kind of light-protective display case to show an autographed picture of Abraham Lincoln and his son Tad.
Signed A. Lincoln and Son. It is one of two that's known to exist that's signed in that manner, and the other one's held in a private collection. So this is the only publicly held one anywhere in the world as far as we know. So it's extremely rare and extremely valuable.
The original photo was taken by Matthew Brady. A facsimile will be on display in the exhibit. The Green Bay De Pere Antiquarian Society has until December to meet its fundraising goal. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.